Well, I always appreciate when I ask coaches, and I just did of Coach Drew Smith, hey, how are you doing? Sometimes it's kind of a habit. We know how that goes, and you say, oh, it's going okay. Coach Smith was he's pretty blunt with me because you got another injury on Friday night, Coach, to Bree Shipley, and that's not good for Mercer because you're hoping to get through the season with five, and the injury to Bree is going to make that challenging.
Yes, absolutely, and just kind of I'm hoping that she can at least play the start the game for us and kind of do what Aubrey did for a little bit. I'm not for sure what she did to her knee. I know the doctors are worried about some stuff going on, so she's going to have to we'll just wait for hear back from the doctor, and we'll just kind of take it from there. But, yep, another injury and just another problem for us right now.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, that's obviously you never want to hear about injuries, but when you're in the situation you are, that's just that's tough news. Let's look back at last week, Coach. You got a victory at Winston on Tuesday night, 49-34. What sort of performance was it for the Lady Cardinals?
Up and down performance, honestly. I thought our girls played good at stretches, and then we just played really lackadaisical and just kind of uninspired basketball at times. I was proud of the way we finished the ball game, but we just kind of we have to put a four quarter game together now, and right now we just got to find that consistency. That was Aubrey Wilson's last game of her career. So it was kind of an emotional game for us at the same time, but we just got to be more consistent with our basketball play, and maybe we'll get there. I don't know.
Yeah, has Aubrey had that surgery by now, Coach?
Yes, she had it Wednesday.
And everything came out. You know, obviously, she did a fair amount of damage to her knee with the injury, but as far as reports coming out of the surgery, everything went A-okay?
From the reports, the doctor said everything was able to be repaired to the best of their abilities, and it was about 100%. So now she's just on her PT recovery time. So everything looks good to go. Mm-hmm. So for her future.
Well, and yeah, there are bigger things than basketball out there, and you know, certainly she'll get through her schooling and get her diploma later this spring. So there's big things coming up for that young lady.
Absolutely, and that's kind of the biggest thing we are focusing on is just like, hey, look, there's life after basketball, and we just want to make sure you have a healthy life and just don't worry about it, so then just take care of yourself.
So you mentioned how it was a little bit uneven on Tuesday night at Winston. Returning home to take on North Harrison on Friday, was it kind of some of the things that you saw at Winston, especially now without Aubrey on the floor, did kind of those things come to the forefront?
We played our absolute worst half of the season by far in the first half. Give credit to Coach Long and North Harrison. They came out energized and ready to go, and they looked like they just wanted it more than us, and that was very evident in the first half as they were beating us 31-11, I think, or 31-10. I can't remember. I just know it was really bad. And that's just a credit to them. They just executed more, and they just looked like they wanted it more than us. And then we were able to scratch and claw our way back in to where we were down by four with about 2-3 minutes left, and then we had Bree, who injured her knee, was hobbling around out there. She got her fifth foul, and so then we finished the ball game on 4-on-5, and then they did a great job of just executing and just ran out the clock and just kind of made their free throws when they needed to, and then they just executed better than us. So if we can play four quarters of basketball, Mercer basketball, and do what and play hard and just do what we need to do, we'll be fine. But we just I don't know if we can get there this year just based off of, I don't know if I have enough players.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do have enough players and we are able to be healthy, I do like our chances of being competitive and playing with anyone in our conference and being successful. It's just a matter of now of wondering if we're going to be able to get that chance or not.
Well, the girls have experience playing 4-on-5, which isn't ideal, but they've done it in the past or from earlier this season. So we know it can be done. Are there different rules for districts and postseason coaches as far as 4-on-5? Will that also be allowed is that an option in districts?
We have to start the game with five, and that's really all it comes down to. I can finish the game with four. I can finish the game with three. But I got to have at least five to start the game. And so that's our biggest issue right now is finding five players that can at least start for us. So hopefully nothing serious is with Bree, and then she's able to rest a little bit and then come back to us by the time district comes or something like that. I don't know. I still haven't had a chance to talk with her today. I know they went to the doctors over the weekend, and we're finding out more information as we go. So that's kind of where we are. But I know we have to at least start the game with five.
Was it another non-contact sort of thing that Bree dealt with?
Yep. She said she jumped for a rebound, and when she landed, her knee buckled. It was straight, and it kind of hyperextended and buckled a little bit, and So hopefully it's nothing too damaging or anything like that. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, yeah. I've seen it before where you hyperextend it, and I've done that before too, and it scares you. Sometimes there's stuff that has to be fixed, and sometimes it's just a hyperextension. It just takes a week or two just to get that thing healed again.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm hoping for. I definitely don't want to have anything torn or anything like that with the meniscus or the ACL or MCL or whatever. But hopefully it's just the sprain and just kind of more of a precautionary thing. But like I said, we'll know whenever the doctor gets back to us. So we're stuck in limbo right now.
Yeah, it's a unique position to be in, Coach, because even with four, when you have a player as skilled offensively and defensively as Torrey Meineke, you can be competitive against 90% of the teams that you play, even if you have four players on the floor.
Torrey definitely helps. She definitely makes it. We are still able to score and stuff like that, but it's definitely hard when I have a couple of people that some of our players need to step up a little bit more and be confident in their shooting and just kind of grow a little bit. But they're both freshmen, so I completely get that. I'm asking them to grow up and be more mature than what they're maybe ready for. But it definitely kind of makes it a lot more difficult. But Torrey does help with being able to, hey, go get a bucket, and then she'll do everything. She either gets fouled and goes to the free throw line, which she's doing an excellent job of making her free throws this year, or she's skilled enough down low to where she can make a good post move and score buckets. So she definitely absolutely 100% helps in this scenario and allows us the ability to still score. I just really would like another person to step up and to kind of take that pressure off of her a little bit with the 4-on-5 so that we can kind of open things up, because right now everyone's just doing what I would do and just cram the middle and just make a shoot outside. So.
Mm-hmm. So Gilman City, for the purpose of the interview, we're going to assume that you're going to play, and if you don't, we'll find out about that later. But assuming that you're going to play, you play Gilman City in pool play early tomorrow, Coach, 4 o'clock. What do you know about the Lady Hawks, and what are the challenges there?
I'll be honest, I don't know anything about Gilman City right now. I'm planning on watching them tonight versus Tri-County, and that's where I'll do most of my scouting against them. I've had a lot of other things on my mind, whether or not we're even going to play or not, and I just honestly, I haven't gotten a chance to get to them. I know that they're from Coach, Eric. Isn't it Eric?
Give me a second here. I'll find that. I'm Clark.
I know Adam. It's Adam.
There
I'm sorry.
There you go. There you go.
I'm sorry. I'm terrible with names. I know Coach Adam. He said that his team's getting better and playing better this year as the years goes on, and they're a young team. So I'm expecting that they'll have them ready to go against us, and we've just got to be prepared for whatever they throw against us and just kind of protect our house, because we're hosting HGC Conference this year, and we've got to be able to play to the best of our abilities. But I don't know much about them right now. I could have a better answer by tomorrow.
Well, and that's why the scouting will go on tonight. Gilman City is going to be in action tonight. Not in action. Now you're going to be watching film tonight. So Gilman City and Mercer tomorrow at 4, and then Mercer's going to play Tri-County on Thursday at 6:30. Appreciate the time, Coach. Best of luck getting the girls ready to go and being able to play this week. Sorry to hear about the news to Bree, but we'll be saying a prayer for her and hopefully good news on that knee injury.
Hey, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.